In July, I attended the Southeastern Conference's Football Media Days in Hoover, Alabama. And the most impressive coach of the 14 who addressed the media that week was not Nick Saban. It wasn't Les Miles, and it wasn't Gene Chizik. All of them have won national championships in the last few years. But to me, the most impressive guy at the podium to talk to the hundreds of assembled media was the head coach at the traditional doormat of the SEC, Vanderbilt's James Franklin. He was cool, he was calm, he was collected, and he was extremely confident. And it's easy to see why. A former college quarterback at Kutztown State in Pennsylvania, Franklin coached at six colleges and with the Green Bay Packers in the NFL before he landed in Nashville. Former Maryland athletic director Debbie Yao named Franklin coach-in-waiting under Ralph Friedgen. But when Yao left for NC State and Kevin Anderson took over in College Park, Franklin was no longer the coach-in-waiting. He decided not to even interview for the job when Friedgen left and took the Vandy job instead. Last season, his first in Nashville, the Commodores went 6-7 and made it to the Liberty Bowl. Three of their four losses to Arkansas, Georgia, and Florida were by less than a touchdown. They also lost to in-state rival Tennessee in overtime. That followed back-to-back two-win, 10-loss seasons. I was at the last game of the 2010 season after Vanderbilt had said their coach wasn't coming back. Wake Forest beat Vanderbilt in that game 34-13 in Nashville. The crowd was sparse and unexcited. As Gertrude Stein said about Oakland, there was no there there. Enter James Franklin to change the Vandy football culture. Among the things he said in Hoover, Alabama in July was this. The sky's the limit with us. I truly believe that. I think for the right kid from the right family, we can beat anybody. I truly believe that. If you have a son and he's a Division I player, he's coming to Vanderbilt. We have too much to sell. If you truly respect a world-class education, there are very few schools that can compete with us. I know what Vanderbilt can do for your son for the next 40 to 50 years of his life. An opportunity to play in the greatest football conference in America. If you're truly the best and the brightest, where else would you go? You have an opportunity to chase both of your dreams at the highest level. The third factor is Nashville. When I got the job, the administrative staff showed me the city. There was an electricity to the city. I'm a huge believer that your education is more than what you learn in the classroom, a combination of cultural experiences. And Nashville can provide that. And the fourth thing is playing time. We have the support of the administration and resources. When you have those things, you have a chance to be successful. The fact that we can sell all these things, you're going to find certain institutions that might have one or two things better than us, but there's very few schools in the country that have the combination of traits that we do. I think the sky's the limit, and we're really, really excited about it. After that answer, I was so excited, I wanted to play for James Franklin. The Commodores lost their opener to number 9, South Carolina, by 4 points last Thursday night. Don't expect them to lose too many more. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again soon.